Menachos, Perk Test, Mishnah Gimel 9:3. And since we said there were these different sizes of measuring cups in the Beis HaMikdash, now we're going to enumerate what each was used for, starting from the smallest of them. The Mishnah says, Revius Mehaisa Mishameshes. What was the function of the smallest, that Revius, that quarter of a lug, again, roughly something like 125 cc, like 4 ounces, something like that. And what was it used for? So two things, says the Mishnah. First, Revius Mayon Lemetzora, the quarter of a lug of water that is used for the mitzora. And the second is the Revius Shemen Lenazir, the quarter of a Revius of oil for the Nazir. What is this talking about? So the mitzora, you'll recall the person who has tzaras as part of their purification procedure at the end. We're going to get two birds. We're going to get some Maim Chaim, spring water, in an earthenware cup. And we're going to essentially slaughter one of those birds and put its blood into that cup of Maim Chaim, that water, and then dip the bird and those other ingredients, you know, into the water-blood mixture. Now, how much water is in that water-blood mixture? So our Tana here, Rabbi Yishmael, it was not named here, but he holds that it has to be, you can still see the blood in the water, and therefore he determines it has to be a small amount of water, namely just a revius of a lug. It's a very small amount, of course, and that's his tradition. Now, there is a Mishnah Negaim, the 14th parak, first Mishnah, that says that it was actually not a quarter, but a half of a lug of water used in that procedure. So, okay, the Gemara explains that there's two different shitas. This is Rabbi Yishmael. Over there is the Chachamim. Even the Halacha, like the Chachamim, our Mishnah is talking like Rabbi Yishmael's version. So, therefore, it's just a quarter of a lug of water. Important to note, this isn't really like a Beis HaMikdash sacrificial procedure. It's just that, as a matter of practice, the Mitzorah's purification was done, you know, basically at the Beis HaMikdash, just outside of the Azara. But the point is, that's where it was done. And therefore, they had on hand the measuring cups to do it. But the water for itself, for example, doesn't get Kedushas Aguf. It's not consecrated. That's not the point there, just that they used the measuring cup for that purpose. Secondly, we have the Revius Shemen LeNazir. That is the quarter lug of olive oil used for the Nazir. Nazir, you recall, at the end of his tahara process also. So he's going to bring a number of karbonos. One of them is an isle, a ram, and that ram has with it 20 loaves of bread. And the tradition is that each of the loaves of bread require a quarter of a log of oil in them. Okay, so that's what that's used for. Technically speaking, again, the oil going inside this quarter log is not really to be mekadeshit as a klisharist, but rather just to have it there because what gives Kedushas Aguf, the intrinsic sanctity, to the olive oil for the Nazir's breads is the slaughtering of the ram that they accompany. Okay, further says the Mishnah. Now, the next measuring size up was the Chatzi Lug, the half of a lug, Mahaya Mishamesh. What was the function of that measuring cup? What did it get used for? Says the Mishnah, Chatzi Lug Maim Lesota. First of all, you needed for part of the sota, the suspected adulteress. So part of her procedure was you took water from the laver and you had it mixed with some dirt from the dust from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and you had like the name of Hashem put in from the psukim, and she had to drink that water. So how much water is it? So it's a chatzi lug, a half a lug, roughly speaking, a cup, you know, 250 cc, something like that. That's the sota. Again, not really. It's not a korban, it doesn't get consecrated as Kedushas Aguf, but it's certainly a procedure of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they had that measuring cup on hand. And the Chatzi Lug Shemen LeToda. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. The Korban Toda has 40 loaves of bread. 10 of them, we said, are chametz stick, and 30 are unleavened. The 30 unleavened loaves have a total of 15 lugin of oil between them, so you do the math. Means of half a lug per loaf of bread, we'll call it, after the Torah offering. And that's what we say here. So it's a chatzi lug, a half of a lug of oil, shemen, for each of the Todah's loaves. Next you have uvalug haya moded l'chol ha-menachos. The lug measuring cup was used essentially for all menachos. What does it mean, all? Essentially all menachos, like we said numerous times, had one lug of olive oil to combine with the isaron of flour, and that's what we're referring to over here. There are, of course, exceptions. We just finished saying, we've repeatedly said throughout the Masechta, we have the two menachas that have no oil at all, the menachas chota and menachas kenos of the sota. And then also we have like two that have more oil, at least two, excuse me, we have two basic ones that have more oil. Namely, you have the nesachim, essentially, that accompany the korbanos, have other more oily, as well as the menachas chavit and the kohen gadol. Okay, so not always exactly a lug, but the vast majority of menachos have one lug of oil. Says the Mishnah further, afilu mincha shel shishim isaron, nosen la shishim lug. Hypothetically, if a person would commit, like voluntarily, to bring not just a regular mincha with one isaron, but he says, I'm bringing in a massive mincha with 60 isaronos of flowers, a flower, still use the one lug measuring cup, just if there are 60 isaronos of flour. So the Tanakam here holds you put 60 lugin of oil, but measure out one at a time. Again, that's based on psukim. That's why you do it. The reason why the Mishnah says 60, you actually could commit to giving 1,000, you know, isaron if you want to, in theory. But the reason it says just in 60 is because elsewhere we'll see it later on the Mishnah, that the most you can put into a single mixing bowl is 60 isaron, because it won't mix, they won't have belili, it won't mix well with oil if you have more flour than that. Okay. However, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, afilu mincha shel shishim isaron. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees. He says, even if you have a massive mincha with 60 isaronot of flour, ein la ela luga, only one lug of oil goes into it, according to him. Right? So then it would be a much drier mincha. Again, based on a pasuk, he understands Shneamar, the mincha belog shemen. The whole pasuk says, in fact, bisron solus echad bol b'shemen. You have one isron of solus that's mixed with the oil. The mincha belog shemen. The extra words he understands are the mincha tells you that there's a log shemen regardless of how many isronot of flour are in the mincha. In any case, halacha is like Tanakama. That is really a standard ratio of one log of oil, olive oil for every isaron of flour. Now, we had those very large measuring cups. Remember, the half, the third, and quarter of a hin. So here we say, what we refer to as shisha, that's six lug, that's equivalent of a half a hin. So the six lug slash half hin measuring cup, that was lapar, that's for a bull. Again, so nesachim, that accompany every ola and every shlamim. So if it's a bull, it's the ola or the shlamim, then you have to have shisha lugin here, which is a half of a hin, of both wine, that's one thing, one of the nesachim, and also of oil that goes into the mincha. So the bull will have three isronos of flour, and then six lugin of oil, okay? So it's more oily, it's 2-to-1 ratio. Arbala ayil, the measuring cup, which we referred to in the previous Mishnah as being the third of a hin, is equal to 4 lug, because a hin is 12 lug in the hin. So if you have the 4 lug slash third of a hin of the measuring cup used for a ram, a male sheep that's 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day old. So its nesachim include this 4 lug of wine, one thing, and also then 4 lug of olive oil mixed with 2 isronos of flour. Again, you're going to have, just speaking out again, you have 4 lugin for 2 isronos, so it's kind of 2-to-1 ratio. Again, twice as oily as usual, but the same ratio as the bull. And finally, shlosha lekeves, the 3 lug measuring cup, meaning the quarter of a hin from the previous Mishnah, that is what's used to figure out to do the oil and the wine that accompanies a keves, that's a lamb, okay? So again, you're going to have 3 lugin of wine as one part of the nesachim, and also 3 lugin of olive oil that accompany 1 isaron of flour for the nesachim, minchas nesachim of a lamb. That's a 3-to-1 ratio, 3 lugin to 1 isaron, so it's the most oily of all of the recipes. Shlosho, now period, like new final point, which is a different point, which is, by the way, shlosho mechtz la menorah. Speaking of oil and measurements, the amount of olive oil used to light the menorah was 3.5 lug. Mechtz l'chol ner. It says mechati lug l'chol ner. You have a half a lug for each of the 7 lamps. Again, the menorah, I'll remind you, it's like 7 branches, but they're sort of stands. On top of each of the stands of the 7 branches of the menorah, there's a cup. which is filled with, you see here, half a lug of oil. And that's what was lit every night till the morning. According to the Rambam, actually it's done twice a day, morning and evening, but whatever. And that the idea here is that we wanted to have enough oil that it should burn the whole night, as the Pasuk demands it's explicit, Pesukim actually twice. So therefore it has to go all night. And the Gemara in Menachos here says that they did a science experiment to see, listen, how long, and the nights are variable length, but they figured out how much oil to burn the whole night long, and they came up with this, determined it should be a half a lug of oil. That's the shear here. The Gemara does ask, well, wait a second, nights are variable length. So two approaches are given. Essentially, the Bavli comes out that they had enough for the longest night of the year, which is like the winter nights, and then in the shorter nights, in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the winter night is about 14 hours, let's call it. And the summer is about 10 hours, but thus you left for oil, so big deal. Ain a nias b'mak mashiris, we're not worried about the extra leftover, not a big deal. The Yerushalmi learns that actually they adjusted the thickness of the wicks so that there was enough, you know, the amount for a regular size wick, you'd have half a lug is enough to go from, you know, night to morning in like spring and fall. Middle, you know, in Tishrei and Nisan, but in the longer nights of the winter, they use a thicker wick, so that it should burn faster. And the longer nights of the winter, they use a thinner wick, so it should burn slower. And in the summer, the shorter nights, they use a thicker wick, so it should burn faster. The Rambam doesn't make any mention of the adjusting the thickness of the wicks, so according to him, it would just be half a log always. But others like Tosfos, in fact, say they adjust the thickness of the wick.